Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Of course, I wait until the show begins to realize that my microphone may be down a little bit lower than it needs to be. And here, what you know, here's the deal, Matt. We're back on the show. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show, Matt. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It wouldn't be a show for the first time in several weeks with Todd Sheets if I didn't start the show with a complaint. So let's go ahead and start a complaint right now before we talk to Todd Sheets. Matt, here I am looking at the microphone. It's kind of low. I think Todd may have shrunk in the hospital because the microphone's kind of low. And I can't raise it because the monitor on the computer that's sitting here next to me that still doesn't work is in the way. So I may have to call the bat forces in. It's okay. We'll get it during the break. Never mind. Okay, I'll live.
How's the studio look?
Let me check under the studio table.
Still drums.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, now, did that guy die?
No, but he actually, because of me, he couldn't finish the CD.
Okay.
It was my fault this time.
Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, do we have music under us still? Are we done?
We're done.
We're done. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Matt, fans of the Westmar Nation, or Westmar Nation fans, or whatever the hell we're supposed to call
all three
you.
Of you.
Shad Teets back in the studio. We're happy to have him here alive.
I'm alive.
Thank God. Now, before we talk to Todd about his experience, which he's already talked about all over Jackalope Radio, but let's be honest. There are a lot of listeners of the Brad Westmar Show that, I mean, quite frankly, don't listen to the other 12 shows that Todd is on. So they haven't heard the entire story
I haven't
yet.
Been on any of the others, really. I've had a surrogate.
Pete? You had a surrogate mother? What?
I had a surrogate producer working on some of these other shows.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Pete was I was on Pete.
Your show, obviously.
And I was on my show.
And anybody else's?
Just Parachon's Radio. But I really haven't talked too much about it anywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get into that, I do have one little song that I started to write this with Todd. Well, actually, with Todd's approval. Todd was producing. And I don't need any co-writers. I was working on this song before we started the show. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a start to what I've got so far. And someday I might be able to finish it. This is kind of what we were going through. I've been waiting for Matt so long. He's probably out smoking a bong or wiping his crack in the dirty toilet of his family business. That's all I got right now. What do you think?
Deep. Those are deep lyrics.
May we ask what was taking so long?
Me?
Yes.
I was working.
Well,
okay. You're not allowed.
No.
I got to make some money.
Damn
this
you.
This pretend radio career doesn't fund itself.
No, Todd knows that for a fact.
I do. Especially now that I haven't been able to work.
How bad. So, look, let's go ahead and dive right in. Let's start off with a little game. Matt, I sent you a picture of Todd before the show. He's standing here with one of his new bat gloves from Batman Returns.
Yeah, Batman Returns.
Very nice, very cool. And I don't know if you could tell, but Todd has lost a little bit of weight through his entire endeavor. And unfortunately, you don't get to see him the way I do, naked, as I am right now. But how much weight do you guess he lost just by looking at that picture and knowing what he went through and how long he was in the hospital eating crummy mashed potatoes and things of that nature.
I'm going to say, because that shirt looks pretty baggy.
Mm-hmm. He does.
20 pounds.
I'm going to go a little higher, and I'm going to say 25 or more. I'm going to say 21 pounds. No, I'm going to try to hit it on the button. I do think it's between 20 and 25 pounds. Todd?
31.
Oh, wow. I was right. I should have gone with my first instinct, 25 or more.
You're closer anyway.
Yeah, I sure was.
Yes, 21.
Yeah.
I was a little higher than that, but then I went and ate Minsky's the first day out.
Yeah.
Made me happy.
Now, Matt, he's been telling me that the Minsky's people, we probably shouldn't tell people this because now they're going to know what the key is to free food at Minsky's, but Todd has been graced with our friends at Minsky's. It's Minsky's, by the way.
Minsky's.
With free food since you've gotten out. Well, actually, since you've been in the hospital, right?
Yeah, they treated me right, man. They treated me right.
They definitely did.
They know me there. They're going to put a Batman plaque. We're looking for a plaque with the bat symbol, you know, a metal one.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to put it on a table for me there.
That's a great idea. I like it. And we can do a little sketch of you.
Bat too. Table.
Very cool. So,
are they like, do they sell just like salads and vegetables and stuff like that? The stuff that you should probably be eating?
They do, but for me, with pizza, I get all the four food groups. And I went yesterday for my first checkup with the cardio rehab people, right?
Okay.
And they had done a four-month blood test, went back about 4 months on my blood. My cholesterol is perfect. Actually, I'm below normal.
Mm-hmm.
Normal people, 4.5 in there. I'm 3.3.
Mm-hmm.
My blood sugar is great.
Which is good.
I've been monitoring this thing perfectly, so everything's real good. They looked at me and they said, "We're really sorry." And I said, "Well, what'd you do? You should have never had a heart attack. What the hell's wrong with you?"
I thought they were going to say you never should have had heart surgery. That's never a good thing. Yeah. Because that's happened before. I just heard a story yesterday about a guy, and he's in his 70s. It's a little bit different, but to make a long story short, they told him he had a hole in his heart, and he said, "I want to see it." And the doctor was scheduling surgery, and he hadn't even looked at the x-rays. And the guy said, "You need to look at the x-rays, because you know, these symptoms you're telling me about, I don't have them. I don't think I have a hole in my heart." Sure enough, he's like, "You don't need surgery." It's like, "You were going to cut me open." He said, "You were going to cut me open and realize I didn't need to be cut open and never tell me differently." That's what they do. "Oh, we fixed you. Here you go."
Well, my thing was, my arteries looked like tree roots that had shriveled up and rotted, basically. They showed them to me. I had like 15 blockages. They were in there with that little camera, and they were like, "Look." And I'm like, "I don't want to see. You know, I don't want to see this."
Yeah.
But they keep you a little groggy when they do the camera so they can talk to you and ask you questions.
Sure.
And then I heard the greatest thing you want to hear when you're laying there: "Pull it out. We can't do anything."
Oh, no.
Really? I said, "What did you just say?" "Pull it out."
No.
It's like, really?
Don't even know how to.
What do you say to that?
There's so many things I could say to that.
How did you respond to that?
I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you've got 15 blockages. We can't do stents." See, they thought they were going to go in and they were going to find one blockage or something.
Time out. You need to start over again, because one of the things that, okay, I visited you in the hospital multiple times, but we never really discussed too much about what happened and how it felt when it happened. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Matt, you've not had a heart attack. I've not had a heart attack. I don't really know what it feels like, and I'm kind of curious to know your thoughts on that, because by the time, the first time I came to the hospital, we were all under the impression and hope, and I know it was a glimmer of hope, that you were like, they're going to go in, they're going to tell me I'm fine, and I'm going to go home. And obviously that didn't happen. And so we never did get back to the heart attack itself. So please tell us a little bit about what it's like to have a heart attack and how exactly it happened for you. Because with you, it wasn't like you just had a, oh my God, what was the name of
Fred
Stanford's wife?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth. And you just keel over and pass out. I mean, you didn't really pass out. Am I right?
Right. I was at a movie theater watching a martial arts flick.
And then you drove yourself to the hospital later.
Well, it was like the whole next day later. I mean, you got to understand, after I got done there, because my girlfriend and I were there, and she's seen a different movie. She's seen that horrible Julia Roberts nightmare, Mirror, Mirror.
Okay.
I'm watching this awesome martial arts flick from Thailand. I get out of there. And I'm feeling just like I'd had this gas attack, I thought, because I'd been eating Mexican food. Up in my ribs, this really bad gas pain, I thought. Oh, God, about took my breath away. So I took some deep breaths in the theater, stretched my legs out, calm myself down. I was feeling okay. I went down where she was. I sat down. We watched the movie, the rest, the end of her movie. I said, that was god-awful. Went down the road. I came up here and worked. I wrote a dissension song and recorded every part.
That's great.
Except the drums, which are under the table. And,
yes, they are.
And I got all that. And then I decided on Sunday, I'm feeling kind of tired still. Maybe there's something going on with my blood sugar. I'm out of the little strips. Let me run down here to the triage nurse and ask her some questions. So when I got in, she's having me, you know, answer these questions. And she goes, hold on just a minute. This is just not sounding good. I'm going to put you on this EKG. They rushed me into the back. Let me tell you, you don't wait. Well, when they find out it was something in your chest, you do not wait anymore in the waiting room. It's over.
That's about the only time at a hospital that they don't make you wait.
That's right, yeah. Normally it's like 6 hours up there.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just want to talk to the triage nurse. I'm not going to be here very long.
But, yeah.
But they took me back there, and she was basically going through everything, and they said, well, you've had a heart attack. I said, excuse me? As a matter of fact, you might still be kind of having it.
Oh.
I said, I'll be back.
That's the funny part right there. I'll be back. That's Todd Sheets for you right there. I mean, hey, everybody, I'll be back with my show a little bit later. You know? It's like, and they're like, didn't they not make you promise you'd come back?
Oh, they went nuts. They're like, you can't leave. I said, I'm going to leave. I got to go home and feed my animals, and I got to set up the station. I have to call them in and get everything ready. The station's not going to run. What do you want me to do?
And honestly, I got to tell you, dude, seriously, it's we don't really care. Next time you have one, Just go. Get admitted.
Better not be an ex.
No, there won't be. But I'm just saying, facetiously, of course. But
yeah.
So you never. First of all, you can see, Matt, that having a heart attack, and let's be honest, I would call that, by my understanding, and I'm not trying to minimize what you had happened, but I would call that a mild heart attack.
No, I actually had a massive one. But the thing was, is it's just because of the way it felt to me. I mean, I'm Italian. I've had gas pockets like that my whole life. They're
okay.
Painful.
Let me put it to you this way. Your body reacted in a mild manner, because what you just described to me is not what I've normally heard about. First of all, when did your arm didn't go out?
Yeah, it did.
Did it? Okay.
It did. Yeah.
Okay.
When did that happen?
In the theater.
In the theater?
I still thought it was a gas thing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you mean it went out?
I mean, it went down both arms, went about halfway down the right and down the left. You feel this pain that just shoots all the way to your fingertips. And I mean, it feels like someone stabbed you with a knife right in the middle
See,
of your
that
arm.
Right there is a telltale sign. If you have a chest pain and you have that happening, I would say you might want to get to the hospital. Just for future reference,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because that arm thing in conjunction with the chest pain, because if you just had a chest pain, that does sound like gas. And I can see where you would think it was just really bad gas.
And I know. I had a heart attack.
I know.
You know, I'm a healthy guy.
I except for the diabetes. But that's true. You are. Yeah. I mean, aside from the fact that you never sleep and you don't eat correctly.
I eat correctly.
You do now.
I've always been eating correctly. Like I said, they checked me from 4 months ago, and I was still eating pretty correctly.
All right.
I really watch my stuff. I do.
Well, look, the bottom line, the most important thing is that, you know, mild, massive, whatever you want to call it, at least you didn't pass out on the floor and not have somebody around to help.
That's right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, by all accounts, you know, you were lucky in that regard.
I got those little black spots you get sometimes.
Did you?
When I was in the theater, I was really pissed because I was missing a cool scene. You know, it's like this guy was kicking the hell out of like 40 guys.
Don't want to ruin your entertainment.
That's right. What the hell's going on here?
I understand. So they admitted you, and basically we're going to run the tests. And you stayed the night. You watched Celebrity Apprentice. That was on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and so did you were watching a movie on a Saturday night when this happened?
Yeah.
And then you went to the hospital on Sunday.
Right.
So you actually slept, well, at some point, I'm assuming you slept for a couple hours at least, knowing you.
A little bit, yeah.
Were you sick that entire night then? Did you feel better?
I was feeling okay. I just didn't feel perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But the weirdest thing for me was when they said they were going to admit me, they just told me that it was going to be, oh, you probably had a clog or, you know, no big deal. We're just going to flush it out. Or maybe you had a blood clot that went through and stuck and it's gone now.
Right.
Because no one could believe it, because the rest of me wasn't showing signs of problems like that.
Yeah.
So that was the weirdest thing, man.
So then they go through and they do the camera thing. And they realize that you need heart surgery.
I'm messed up.
Yeah very, very
soon. They're going to transfer me downtown.
Yeah. And that was the worst part, because, I mean, the hospital is within 5 minutes, well, maybe not quite 10 minutes from your house or my house,
right,
which is great. But then they moved you to downtown, which was
War zone. It was a war zone.
Yeah, it was. A little bit less convenient, you know. I remember coming up, I think the next time I saw you, coming down, I guess, the next time I saw you then was the day of surgery in that other hospital. Getting the whole surgery, just getting you moved and getting the surgery was a pain in the ass, if I recall correctly.
Everything was, yeah. It was a nightmare. But, I mean, they did, I have to say, the staff at St. Luke's were great.
Good.
All the nurses loved me.
Good. I'm sure they did.
They thought I was just the funniest, you know, me. I'm just cracking everybody up and talking. They all called me Batman.
That's good.
The people on the switchboard, people would call in, ask for me. How's Batman doing?
That's pretty good.
Pretty funny. Everyone got to know me.
You got a lot of e-cards from people, too, online.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah. Did you get Matt's? Matt, you sent one, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I went to do it one night, and I couldn't figure out which hospital it was. So I'm like, eh.
Man, what a slacker.
Wow. Whoops. Wrong music. Sorry.
Well, you told me where to go, but you didn't tell me which hospital. It's this drop down with a whole bunch of hospitals.
I'm sorry. You know how to get a hold of me, though.
Nice.
It's all right.
He's telling me this right after he says, yeah, it was a lot more convenient when you were at the other hospital. So maybe the next time you have a heart attack, you could stay at the first hospital that's 5 minutes from my house.
That's a Westmark thing.
It's true. He knew that, though, too.
Yeah. I did. Yes, he told me. He said, why the hell do you have to come down here?
No kidding. Because I came that day to see you on surgery day. And, of course, everything was about 3 to 4 hours behind.
Yes.
And so that's the worst thing in the world. I've never had surgery before. But I know, Matt, you have. And I know, you know, Todd can attest to this, too. They schedule you for surgery, and you can think that you're going to be going at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, but more often than not, they're going to have you waiting and waiting. And is that not the worst thing in the world, waiting for surgery?
It was very anxiety-ridden, yes. I was freaking out a little bit, just because I was like, oh, man, I'm getting ready to go in there and get cracked open here.
It was great to have – you had a lot of family and friends around you during all that, though, and that was good to see. I mean, you know, I think you really find out, you know, who your real friends are.
I think you're right,
and I think you found out that you've got a lot of them.
I'm glad. I try to do good for people, so I was kind of happy that, you know, it worked out.
You do, and as we were saying before the show started, and Matt and the rest of the Westmore Nation can attest to this, I wholeheartedly commend you on all of your efforts for Jackalope Radio, and honestly, just at this point for this show, because I learned the hard way. How much fun it is to basically board op and be the host of your own show at the same time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Matt, I would say not to pat myself on the back, but I mean, for the most part, it went pretty well. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We didn't have any problems, but I think you did realize how much work it is.
Yeah.
Just the simpler stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. You're right, because I mean, simple thing. Like I think it was the second show we did. I hadn't touched anything on my board, and I felt like Juke from the old show. You'd do a show 1 week on the Wawa Westmore show. You'd do a show 1 week, and you'd come back in, and the next week, and you'd say, the sound's all screwed up. What happened? And Juke would inevitably say, I didn't touch anything. I haven't touched anything. I haven't touched anything. Now, I never believed him. Well, because there were honestly, times when he would take that mixing board out of the studio and go play with his band. So, I mean, I knew better than that.
Yes.
But I will tell you, Matt, this happened on the second show, right? Where I'm like, what the hell happened? There's something wrong here. It's not sounding right. And so we spent an extra 10 or 15 minutes of just, I'm sitting here trying to work it out going, God, how am I going to get it? I don't want to mess with this. It's just, I just want to worry about the show. And so, like I said, much respect to you. From this end, and
it will change. It just from peripherals on your machines. Like you'll turn on the machine, and suddenly it's deciding to be quiet, and you're like, "Why the hell did Windows just shut up on me for no? I didn't do that."
It's electronics are amazing.
Yeah,
they
mind of their own
really are. No kidding. So you had surgery. Let me ask you this: what do you remember about the surgery? This is the part that's fun. I mean, for as many times as I've been put under in my life, which is basically one, I'm kind of interested to know what you remember about being put under, and then if you had any crazy, weird, trippy Dewey Cox type dreams, you know, while you were having surgery, and what's the next thing you remember after surgery. Can you kind of give us a rundown on that? Because that's pretty trippy. It's kind of night watchy. Tell me a little bit about that.
That first one, I didn't really remember much. I remember going in, and I remember asking the nurse if she needed a road map, because she couldn't find my artery.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, hello, enough. And so then they said, maybe we'll put him out first. Because I was like, can we pull? I said, no offense. I bet you're the nicest lady in the world, but you either need bifocals or you suck. So can you please get someone else in here? And so she got this guy to come over, and he did it. And
you can always say what I always used to say. No offense, but offense. Okay.
I was already kind of under the gas on my nose.
Yeah.
So things were coming out.
Yeah. I was like,
my God, have you found the treasure yet? I was asking her if she's found the treasure, Indiana, because she's been digging for a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was like one of those things. So that I remember. I remember talking. My surgeon came in and was cracking some jokes with me. And then I don't remember a thing. I came out of it. And what I remember was I opened my eyes. It's 5:30 and I'm looking around. I'm like, where's everybody at? And I'm raising hell with the guy. I'm like, what, man? Where's my friends? Where's everybody? Well, they're at home. What, they gave up on me already? And he goes, it's 5:30 in the morning, dude. And I said, what? You told me a few hours of recovery. You mean tell me I've been out like all this time, the entire day?
For like 10 hours or something like that.
Well, because they had to gas me extra because it takes extra to do stuff like that with me, with my person. Like if I go to the dentist or whatever, they always have to give me extra.
Okay.
So they gave me extra everything.
Obviously.
Because I'm talking to them when they're trying to start. And I'm like,
anchovies.
They're putting these sticky things all over me, and they're getting ready to carve into my chest. And I'm like, what do you guys? What is that smell? They're like, because they're swabbing me down. And they're like, hold on,
are you guys gonna put me out or what?
I was like, what's that smell? And they go, all right, let's give him some more of this and this and this.
Are you guys
and
then, gonna numb me?
Next thing I know, I was gone for good. Wow. Now the second surgery.
Turn up the gas. Yeah. Now you need to tell people about. Now I believe we mentioned it on the show briefly about the second surgery, Matt. Do you recall?
I think we did.
Yeah, I let everybody know that you came out of surgery fine, and that you're doing fine, you're recovering. But then we obviously got to the point where we were hearing about the second surgery, which had nothing to do with any failures of the first surgery, but had to do with more of a malfunction because they basically cut a hole in you accidentally that didn't belong.
The lymph gland. Yeah. Okay. Because they pulled that artery right next to it, and it's so tight right there. That when they cut that artery, they accidentally nicked the lymph gland.
Okay, so what was that? Were you actually spewing stuff
out? I was, man. It was coming out of those front tubes. Remember, I had the front tubes in my stomach.
Yes.
Those things were just constantly going, and it wasn't stopping on its own.
And did it smell?
I don't know. I didn't get down there and stick my nostril in my hole.
It's a natural question. I mean, if I was there, I would have probably smelled it.
You probably would have. Todd, let me smell that.
Yeah, pull up your gown and let me smell. Yeah.
I was already waving my jewels at the world anyway. You can't help it in the hospital.
That was, by the way, story I didn't get to tell. Best part of the entire thing for me, well, it was a couple of good parts, but the first recollection that I have was the first time I went up there to see you that first night or second day. Was when they were about to wheel you away to do the camera thing.
Right.
And at that point, he was sitting there with his gown, but he had his biker shorts on.
Yeah.
And so we were kind of joking about that and talking about that. And then as I was leaving, they were coming to take him away. And he says, well, I need to go to the bathroom first. So if I remember correctly, you were hauling your IV to the bathroom, like a little old lady, to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Demeaning, I think, in some regards.
It's like you're followed by a droid at all times.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you were about to go in the bathroom, you remember this? They said to you, man, no need to put your biker shorts back on when you come out. And that Todd about had a fit.
I did. I had a fit. I said, what do you mean? I'm not going to wave my stuff at everybody.
And they're like, yes, you are.
I was like, my ass is going to be hanging out.
And that was, they said that you would be on the bed and being wheeled out and your ass would not be sticking out.
They said so they would cover me up.
Yeah.
And they did. I mean, which was good because later on, I when I was half lit on anesthesia, I was giving everybody a free show.
I'm sure you were.
which at this point, I'm really glad no one had cameras. No. Well, they had their phones, but I wouldn't let them use them. So
good,
save me.
Didn't want to see that,
dude. It'd nasty, be a YouTube nightmare,
gnarly thing.
Yeah. No, no bat jewels.
So they had to go in and do a second surgery to fix this hole. Right. But it took a little while to get that scheduled, of course.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, the thing was, it was supposed to be a 20-30-minute surgery. 2.5 hours I was in there. I think I about died because in that one, I got some weird visuals. I was way under for way too long.
Oh, really?
And I was bleeding profusely, and this thing took forever because the thing was, he couldn't cauterize it with a laser because where it was, he could only cauterize 60% with the laser. Then he tried this special kind of needle that's even smaller than the laser, which, believe it or not, is true. And that didn't work because they couldn't get up in there. It was in a spot that was just impossible because they didn't want to damage the stuff they'd fixed in my heart.
Right.
So the spot for the lymph gland, so they had to take a special kind of brush and some acid. They went in there with that acid, and they had to paint this acid on and basically fuse meat together
right.
to stop this stuff from flowing out of this lymph gland.
Man.
So it was a real, real tough thing for them. And I feel for them, but at the same time, man, I feel for me because I was under there so long that I was seeing these little black guy with green eyes talking to me, telling me about road signs I couldn't go down.
Oh, that was your homunculus.
Dude, that I was seeing my homunculus for sure. Yes.
Did you really? Wow, trippy.
Dude, I saw some crazy stuff. And I saw one of our show hosts, Marcus Leader, who's an old friend. He's a shaman.
Yeah.
Marcus Leader was on this hill, and I'm trying to find a way down. Behind this little guy on this hill, there was a town, and the town looked like from Aladdin, okay? This weird-looking wow. thing. And I'm like, how the hell do I get down there? And I honestly think I was dying, Brad. I really do believe this, because there was some really weird things happening to me, and I could hear muffled voices saying things. So I get down this hill, right, and Marcus helped show me the way. I get down this hill and I found a back way into the city because I wasn't supposed to be allowed to go there. And when I got to the back entrance of the city, there was a big long tunnel and a double door at the end. And honestly, I'm going down through this long tunnel, had sand that turned to cobblestone. I get to the end, I'm getting ready to bust open the doors, and the voices that were muffled are getting clearer and clearer. They're saying, pick him up, get him up. All right, we got to get his head up. And as soon as I felt a hand actually touch the back of my head, raise my head up, boom, I went through those doors and I was in the ICU. True story.
Wow. Well, you know, the only thing that I would have to say that I don't think it sounds like you were dying is Marcus Leader dead?
Well, Marcus actually told me that because Marcus is great. When you love Marcus if you ever get to talk to him. He actually went to his shaman area mm-hmm. and he was actually doing some ritualistic things for me. And when I told him what I saw, it freaked him out so bad because wow. I saw what he was doing.
Okay.
And I brought him on the show because I didn't tell him until I had him on the
Interesting.
Show.
Interesting. Okay.
He freaked out, Brad. Wow. Talk about some weird paranormal
that
stuff.
That is crazy. Well, I mean, look, there's no doubt that the near-death experience has happened to people in situations like that. And look,
I was bleeding so much. That's the problem. I was losing. And I wouldn't let them do a transfusion because I didn't want to end up with AIDS.
We don't got enough people out there with that. We don't.
I was like, and no offense to anyone, but I mean, this the way they screen blood. I don't understand. People are always getting like hepatitis and stuff. I didn't want anything.
I agree.
Gay.
You don't. You want to do everything you can to not have people think you are. Because think about this for a minute. You get a blood transfusion just because you have a heart attack and a mishap that they go in to fix. You have a blood transfusion. You get AIDS, and suddenly everybody thinks you're
gay.
And that's not fair because we know you're not.
I'm Batman.
Exactly. Exactly. All I know, Matt, is I'm glad he's here.
I know you are.
I mean, very glad.
I am too, guys. And I'm really thankful that you came and saw me in the hospital there and everything.
Sure.
And all the people that came and saw me, man, and the outpouring, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
My email is still, I'm still answering stuff.
I believe
it. Back then, it blew up. I had about 26,000 messages.
Wow.
And it just goes to show because Nightwatch, the word got out, and Nightwatch reaches pretty far nowadays, and there's a lot of people out there that care about it, and it's just kind of neat that, like I told you, man, it's the best publicity stunt I ever did.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we started the show. I mean, you know.
Genius.
Yeah, because the reason why we don't have some of your sound bites is the server got blown up just before this because they were downloading the show from last night's Nightwatch show.
Yeah.
So I
huge publicity stunt. It's a great, expensive one, but very, 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 very good.
I probably could have hired like the highest paid like PR firm cheaper.
To fake
than
it
this.
For yeah. you. Yeah. You can fake your death like Elvis, you know. But, and also you were just telling us before the show that you almost had to go back. The other night.
Friday night I had a blowout, and I did go back. And then they were telling me, and it's always good when the nurse looks at you when you walk in and goes, well, I'm going to call up to cardio. We're probably going to have to send you up to your room. I went, what? What? Because what it was Thursday they went in and took some sutures out of this hole between my rib cage, in between my ribs where that last tube was that hurt so bad. Yeah, let's put flexible in the front, and then on the side where the ribs are, let's put a hard tube in there. That'll be a good idea. So, but I guess it worked. But they took the stitches out, I think, a little soon. And so by Friday night, I thought everything was fine. I go to get out of the car. Boom, I have a blowout and stuff spraying everywhere.
Now, again, I have to ask the question. Did it smell? I mean, did you
it did
come
not smell.
You had
It did not smell.
Okay.
It was just flying.
You would think it might.
It was crazy fluid stuff that they said is normal. Said it'll last about 4 to 6 weeks. The guy squeezed my side. It literally went 4 feet and hit the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was tripping. I was like, you know, this would have been great if it was a horror movie, but being coming out of me, I wasn't so great.
So was it clear? Was it red? Was it black?
Kind of a yellowish clear, you know, weird stuff.
I'd have passed out.
It was weird.
Yeah.
They were telling, and well, that's the thing. I thought it was pus, but it wasn't. It's just that type of fluid. And they said, thank God the doctor said, oh, we don't have to take you. You know, you don't have to go upstairs. So I was thank you. I don't want to have to go. If they readmitted me, Brad, it would have been bad.
You would have been. I mean, how many days were you in the first
total
time?
Of 22.
22 freaking days. Three weeks in a day.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know, for me, I was in sheer hell.
Oh, I know.
Griff and Tim came by, though. Did I tell you about that?
I know. I didn't hear. But Griff and Tim from More Horror Than Horror. More Horrors Than Horrors. Yeah.
Yep. They came by, and they brought a movie to show me. This is a true story. They put the movie in, and within 3 minutes, some guy was getting his junk cut off with garden shears, and the nurse comes in, and there's this penis flopping around with blood spraying everywhere, and I was appalled and dismayed, and I had to try to change the channel, and it wouldn't change.
Oh, I think that is so freaking awesome. How could that have upset you?
Because Todd Sheets, he's happy to be all he can be.
I mean, you are who you are.
Yeah, but I don't want to see penises flopping around anyway. And they thought it was going to be so fun to show me this movie called Wound with some guy in a pig mask who like strokes himself and kills things. I was like, what in the hell are you guys doing to me in here? And they thought, you know how those two are.
So I bet they were laughing their arses off.
It was so bad the people had to come in because Tim's in there going, look at that, so bad! He's just like screaming. There's a pecker! Yeah, it was terrifying.
Oh, man. And to think, see, that's what the Wild Wild West Marsh show used to be like. Tim used to appear every once in a while on that show. This show is so much tamer.
You should bring him in here one day.
I probably should.
Just for one day.
Matt would never get a word in edgewise. I mean.
He would, but he would probably not want to.
He would destroy Tim would destroy the show.
It would be awesome for one show, though.
It probably would be. It's probably true.
It would be the only time ever that we have the uncut Westmar show, because you can't cut Tim.
Not anymore. You can't. That's for sure. I tell you.
He's had freedom on his own show for
too long. Yes, he has, for way too long. Yes. Well, look, here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. We're glad to have you here. I was thinking about calling your mother, but I don't know if we have time. It was great to meet your mother, though. I will tell you, it was great to meet her. She was up there with your daughter, your daughter's friend, your son, your son's friend, your girlfriend. Who else was up there?
The whole staff at Night Watch.
Chris and Amanda were there, too. Myself, and I think that was about it that particular moment when I was there. But your mother is a hoot, and
crazy Italian lady,
but she was superb. Crazy Italian flower child lady.
She was, yes.
Yes, and it's pretty
frightening.
Pretty clear to see how you went down the path you went down.
Thanks.
No, I'm kidding. It's pretty clear to be amazed that she's still sane. Basically, after some of the stories I was hearing about you as a kid,
and everything else. I was quite the child.
You were. But what I'd like to, according to what I've heard anyway, what I'd like to do now is take a break. And when we come back, I want to, there was one thing you were doing playfully when I happened to walk in that day of surgery. You were looking at text messages and quoting them to everybody that was there about all the texts that I have sent you in the past. So when we come back from the break, get your text messages out. Okay. This will be good. And think of the words you can and can't say on the show.
That's
and
right.
We'll go from there. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
Oh, you got me a present.
Go ahead, open it.
It's a Vermont.
No, it's a New Jersey teddy bear.
Huh?
Go ahead, squeeze it. It talks.
Hey, not for nothing, but happy Valentine's Day over here.
Aww.
A New Jersey teddy bear says, I love you, with attitude.
Hey, my love for you is undying. Look, kind of like that guy we whacked yesterday. I tell you, we must have had to stab him like 200 times.
I love you, too.
Send your message of love in a way that only a New Jersey teddy bear can.
If you so much as look at another guy, they're going to find your eyeballs gouged out by bear claws. You understand me?
That is so sweet.
Time to bury your old Vermont teddy bear in a shallow grave out by the airport and get your special gal a New Jersey teddy bear.
Hey, forget about it.
We're going to get hopped up on Ambien. We're going to eat burritos in our bras.
Oh.
Catch the Rambling Morons live Sundays at 4 o'clock or anytime at ramblingmorons.com.
They all come back. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and the return of Mr. Todd Sheets here. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about his absence, as well as some text messages. But Matt and I, we were talking during the break, and curious to know a little bit more information. As you mentioned, you can download the most recent Nightwatch show and hear more about Todd's, what he's calling a possible near-death experience. But this black guy with the green eyes, was he black guy, you know, as in, hello there, I be black guy with the green eyes? Or was it just a black monster-looking person with green
eyes?
It
was actually a black figure, like a shadowy figure with glowing green embers.
Okay.
And little weird-looking plasma stuff instead of smoke. And I know that sounds weird.
No,
he had like a Cheshire Cat thing going on, too.
Okay.
Grinny bastard.
Okay.
And like that.
Spooky.
Now, see, it sounds weird. See?
It's kind of spooky, but
Brad's looking at me like I've lost my damn mind.
No. I've just never had the thrill of meeting that guy. And so what did he say again?
He was telling me that, because I couldn't see in the signposts. There was these signposts everywhere and these signs everywhere, but they were all blacked out, like lit from behind, like silhouette.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come I can't see that? Those signs aren't for you. You can't see the signs, you know? And he's talking to me in a different language, but I could understand it. Which also freaked me out because I'd never heard the language before.
Okay. All right.
And Marcus told me this guy was like an elemental spirit and that I don't want to hang out with him.
Well, I can see that. The question that I have, too, is were you lucid? Did you understand while you were doing this that you were having surgery? Did you, or was it more like a dream that you did not have control over? You had control of yourself.
Right,
but
I was walking around.
You were walking around, but you didn't know at that particular moment that you were in surgery.
Right, I mean, I knew that I'd gone in surgery, but
no, but you didn't know inside this dream or near-death
inside
experience.
This thing. I thought I'd already had the surgery and I'd been
okay.
I'd awakened.
Okay,
see, and
okay.
I'd felt like maybe what the hell am I doing here?
Okay,
because I got up out of this like reclining bed chair thing and was walking around this desert, going, why the hell they stick me out here?
Okay.
So it's kind of weird.
Okay, that is pretty trippy. Matt, do you have any other questions before we move on? I don't want to leave it hanging if you've got something else. Okay.
No, that's good.
Okay.
No dangling participles.
No dangling participles. No kidding. We talked about those while you were gone. We had a little English lesson on the show. One of the more not very exciting parts of our Brad Westmar show while you were gone, but it's my fault.
It's called We Had 3 Minutes to Kill.
Exactly. Pretty much. So, as I mentioned before the break, you were playfully reading some of the text messages that I've sent you over the last year to year and a half.
To everybody in the room.
Everybody in the room. And it was nice because when I walked in, I kind of got this look from everybody. And I think your daughter even said, so are you Brad Westmar? And I was like, yeah, why? And it was like, that's what it kind of came out. Oh, I was reading some text messages here. And I'm like, okay. So
this was stuff you've been sending him in the last year and a half?
Yeah.
I
thought they were just like recent, like while he was in the hospital.
Oh, no. That's, these are all
even better.
These are great. And the thing that you have to realize, I'm not going to defend myself.
Don't do it.
I can't. Just go ahead. Go ahead and start. You've gone back as far as you can go, right?
Yeah, I'm going to start with some new stuff, and then we go back.
Okay. And
we
you know what words you can and can't say. Just replace the words with F or SH or whatever, because I'm sure there are some there. So go right ahead. And I want people to know, these are glimpses of some of the things that go on behind the scenes.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
So go right ahead.
Hi, toddler. Wanted to drop a line and tell you I'm sorry I haven't been by again. Had a long week, as have you. My best wishes to you for surgery tomorrow. You will come out as the same champion you went in as. This I know, and stronger. I will be by tomorrow, just don't know yet if it will be before surgery or after. Todd, last Friday's Brad Westmar show is still not working correctly on Jackalope. Please help.
Now, this was a while ago. This was April 15th, you said?
This one was in September, that one.
Okay, I was going to say, that. I just want people to know now, you've jumped away. I was not doing this to you while you were lying in the hospital
bed.
I just want everybody to know that.
FYI, now I've had multiple people complain that 9-2 show file link is dead. Help! Please let me know when it's fixed. Don't forget to fix my show file 3 minutes later. ASAP! Then here comes something nice from Jedi Superstar. Work till 7 in the morning at the coffee shop pouring.
Yep. Jedi Superstar song.
It says a little tribute to you.
Yep.
Then it says 8:02 and show is not starting. Music playing. What the F? Was that it? It just started in the middle of the intro.
All right. Keep going.
Thanks so much for uploading the show last night to make up for the problem. I appreciate you working up.
Wait a minute. You're a director, okay? You're a writer and a director. I need you to try to act here, okay? You need to read the nasty ones like nasty and read the nice ones like nicey, okay? You got to give us character here.
Okay.
And slow down and let people know where a text message starts and where a text message ends. And okay, let's do this some more.
That was a nice one.
Okay.
I really appreciate you making up for it like that. GD! GD! The wrong show is airing. What the F, man?
Oh, God.
Then, my bad.
I can't imagine. So I made a mistake? I jumped the gun?
You're pretty good, man. Because I changed the intro. I fixed your intro.
I remember that. I remember that. That's right. Yeah, because what happens is we air the show. He actually, you know, plays an intro. But then what he did is he does this, and I don't know he's doing it. He'll change which intro he plays when he puts the thing in final production, and I didn't know it. So when I heard the show start airing, it was airing the wrong intro, and I'm like, this is the wrong show. And sure enough, it wasn't.
3-second panic.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's all
right,
funny.
All right. So then here comes another one. GD! GD, what the F happened to the first 15 seconds of my show? Followed by 73 exclamation points and a couple of question marks. And then afterwards, what does he do the very next day? FYI, that botch is betch crazy.
That's right.
So there you go.
Wow.
And then about a week later. The wrong show is airing, GD! Then it says, hold it. Sometimes you're so good, you're sneaky. That's another time I played your intro different. You think you'd learn?
You think I would learn? That's a little weird.
I'll be coming with Batgirl to see Batman between 3 and 4 on Saturday. I'll call Amanda. Todd, help! You have last week's show uploaded with a link for this week's show! I need to get this fixed. I'm going out of town tomorrow at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, I had issues, man.
Then you're the best. It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Holy crap.
That's as far back as I can go.
Okay, well, I need to establish. No, I don't.
That you're nuts, I don't. That you're absolutely bat-ass crazy.
I am completely, and I was already changing before you got sick, but I am being more understanding now, and not just because. I mean, it. Not just because I have taken and had to produce and be on my own show, but I was also trying to be more understanding before that. I again want to establish with the Westmore Nation, I did not cause your heart attack.
Todd, he was so happy that you had this heart attack about 3 weeks
later than you did.
Not you didn't have it 3 weeks prior.
Right. Because I was still an a-hole 3 weeks before that.
He's like, oh, thank God he waited to have this heart attack. I'm totally off the hook.
Yeah, pretty much. It's true.
Oh, that's funny.
So good stuff there. Good stuff. Now, it's funny you mentioned Bat S-Word Crazy. This is the lead song on Jedi Superstar's latest album called Full Service Mofo.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I would like to ask your mom sometime is she's ever seen any Jedi Superstar cover art at all.
I don't think she has.
Okay, well, she probably should.
She would understand where it came from because she's the one who drugged me there. That's a drive-in. She drugged me to see all that stuff.
That's a good point. Very good point. Now, having said that, where can people get Jedi Superstar's records right now? CDs?
You know, the thing is, Full Service Mofo, while I was in the hospital, and I thought, wow, this is weird. That thing has been taken off. It is everywhere. I mean, it is honestly every download site you can find, they have it. And it's really doing well.
Get it on iTunes?
Okay. You can do it Amazon, iTunes, anywhere. Yeah, it is amazingly. In Japan, it took off real well. It's really doing great. And because they actually released the CDs, I'm still waiting for mine, which I wrote to them and said, please, after Godzilla's done stomping Tokyo, can I have my CDs?
Well, it's no kidding. It's a very good rock record. And it's in my opinion, the best to date that I've heard from Jedi Superstar. It's really just, you don't listen to it and go, oh, this song sucks, or this one's good. No, this one sucks, this one sucks, this one sucks, this one's good. I mean, I listen to it all the way through every time I listen to it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, having said that, I wanted to maybe, and maybe this will be a future segment we'll do every once in a while, I'd like to dive into the mind of Todd Sheets and his Jedi Superstar and lyrics. Because my favorite song, which is the lead song, it's a Bat S-Word Crazy, Bat S-H Crazy. And I decided to go ahead and transcribe the lyrics to the best of my ability.
Okay.
So with your help, you can tell me where I'm wrong. This is how the song goes. Matt, this will be a great learning experience for you as well.
Yeah, I've never heard Jedi Superstar, so.
And you probably will never want to after you read this or hear this. Here we go. And this is not near as bad as, I'm assuming, Dissension lyrics.
Oh, Dissension lyrics will knock you down.
Yeah, exactly. But this song here, this is how the song starts. Meet the Devil's Daughter, Queen of Hellfire. Her heart is as black as night.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like a drug, a bad addiction, so beware her evil bite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Day after day, always eager to please, but just don't cross her path. That sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Snap of her finger, she was on her knees, but you got to beware her wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then my favorite part, the chorus. It goes, damn, that bitch is bat S-word crazy, jumping on my junk, always trying to lay me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite line there. It took me a while. I mean, I listened to that song probably half a dozen times before I was like, did he jumping on my... You like the word junk. I mean, that's one of your words, besides it's, bro.
Right. Like
that, junk is one of your words.
It is.
Because you had... you've used that before.
What punk you, out with your junk out.
There we go. Punk out with the junk out, which was the name of another Jedi Superstar CD. So, damn, that bitch is bat S-word crazy, jumping on my junk, always trying to lay me. Out of control, she's bat S-word crazy, can't stop playing those games she's playing.
Right.
Black and blue, she's bat S-word crazy, keep on dreaming, always trying to frame me.
Yep.
Give it up, you're bat S-word crazy. The answer is no, there is no maybe.
Based on a real story, of course.
I was going to say, I think I know who this is. Do I know who this is?
You might.
I think I do. I've got two people in mind, but I think I know which one. We'll get to that in a minute here. We won't name any names, but next verse, just to make sure I've got it right, so I'm singing it correctly in the car. She's your very best friend, wannabe savior, but there's fire in her eyes.
Uh-huh.
Devious diva with an attitude, she'll take you by surprise, hi-ya.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part.
The
second favorite part, yeah. Hi-ya! Kind of threw that in there.
Kind of threw that from the old, kung fu fighting days.
That's good. That's good. Call her Empress.
Palpatine.
Palpatine. That's the one word I couldn't get. Okay.
Yeah, you have to be a Star Wars nerd.
Yeah, I'm not a nerd on that. Palpatine. Okay. The dark side is her way.
Mm-hmm.
So raise up that lightsaber, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for that bitch to pay.
Exactly.
And then you go back to the chorus.
Yeah.
Do a little breakdown after a little bit of instrumental. And fade out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Love that song. Matt, your thoughts?
Those are pretty good lyrics. Pretty deep.
Pretty deep. Pretty deep. It's funny because I love the song because it's catchy. And I think every guy can relate to it in some way, shape, or form. And then I got to thinking about it. And I'm like, damn, I think I know who this is. Because, I mean, you and I have never been really close, but we've spent a lot of time together on in the past Tuesday nights and now on Wednesday nights. And it's one of two people. I believe, if I may just go a little bit further without mentioning any names or anything, this particular person lives in this area.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Even though it could pertain to someone that lives in this area. Because it's actually about like three or four people that I've had troubles with.
Oh, there's to say, yeah.
And one of them lived on the West Coast.
Okay, I know that one. I know who that one is. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and another
yes.
lived on the East Coast who you don't know, but who was really a pain in my butt just because I said no.
And is there not also another one that may have had a little bit of influence in this song,
yes.
too, that I'm thinking of?
Yes, that lives in this area.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
See, so
there's been a few.
It's sad that I know this. Now, what is it, Matt, do you think about Todd Sheets that brings the crazies out? What do you think? look at him. What is it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know him as well as you do. So all I really know of Todd, what I've seen of Todd, is from the special features of the zombie bloodbath.
Oh, no.
That's true.
So that's kind of the picture I have in my head.
Don't do that, Matt.
Well,
I don't have enough. That's all I've got.
I think Todd made a good point, though, just a minute ago. I think the Night Watch show brings out the crazies.
Sometimes.
A little bit.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We hit on some pretty wild stuff.
You do. You do. So maybe that's
part of it.
Part of it.
Plus the Jedi Superstar thing. I mean, the thing I want to make clear here, too, about Jedi Superstars, we'll have a song like that, and then we'll have a song that's profoundly deep at the same time. We can have songs that are like really serious and deep, but not as many because we like to have fun.
So. Well, and I said this to you, and I haven't done it yet, and I really still do mean to do it. I really do plan to make a promo for you about the record so that you've got something to play on your show, my show.
The network.
The network, yeah. the whole kit and caboodle, because I like the album so much. And you're right. You've got covers on there. They redid Centerfold. You did. Can you name a couple other covers you did on there?
Man, we did so many. I'm trying to remember the ones that are on that particular album. God, dang, Centerfold. See what you did? You messed me all up.
Centerfold's great. But you're right. Then there's other stuff that's a little bit softer, but not like ballady soft. I mean, you're not doing power ballads or anything. But,
thank God, yeah.
You know, but no, it's great stuff. And so nice lyrics. And we'll do this again.
You might scare people.
In the near future. Yeah, probably will.
It could happen with our lyrics. We have some crazy stuff.
Matt, how you been?
I'm just enjoying the show.
I feel bad. I don't think we talked to Matt enough tonight, Todd. Ask Matt how he is.
Matt, how you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm fine. I'm here tonight to listen to hear about Todd and his adventures the last few weeks.
You know, and that's why I'm here too. Todd, how are you?
We've been talking about this for weeks.
It's true.
A lot of questions we wanted answered. I wanted to hear the story about it all. So this is good. This is cool.
Well, I am definitely I'm doing okay, and I'm gonna. What I'm doing right now is I'm looking because I'm gonna tell you, Centerfold, Be My Baby.
Yes, the Be My Baby cover, which is great. By the way, seriously, I know you're gonna say yes, but I know that it's possible that you didn't. That high note at the end. Did you really hit it?
Oh, of course.
Okay, because I could never hit that in a million years. I don't care how many vices you put my balls in. There's no way I could hit that note.
I'm from Dissension, man. I can hit it all.
That note was unbelievable. That's why you got to hear this record, Matt, because there are some good things on there that you'll little nuggets, you know, and much better than Orpheus, by the way. So
I want to hear at least some clips of it. I'm gonna go looking online.
There you go. You can go to iTunes.
Yeah, you'll find it out there.
Yeah, definitely. So, what was I saying? Oh, so you had mentioned too. I want to ask you. Are you feeling okay? You're still kind of having good days and bad days, but just tired?
I think it's a roller coaster because my stamina, because as you know, I used to go from, I'd go to bed 7 in the morning, get up at noon, and I'd go all day.
Sure.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
My stamina's kind of diminished a bit. I actually get worn out a little bit.
You need some rest. Are you getting a little more sleep now?
Yeah, well, whether I like it or not, I'll just pass out because I'm just like, oh good. Man, I'm worn out. And so it's just one of them things, but I'm still keeping my weird hours, but it's a little different, and I am taking more time to rest in between everything.
Good, good. And we've made some changes. You're in the process of making some changes with some of the things that you do and don't do now with Jackalope Radio. Am I right about that?
I'm cutting down my particular production duties to about 60% of what they were. It's not quite 50, but it's because, let's be honest, I'm a little bit of a control freak with this station.
Well, he finally admitted it. Did you hear that? Hey!
There it is, finally!
It's well, okay. It's true. It's because I know how I want it done.
It's okay.
And even though you train and train and train, it's never quite exactly how you want it done.
Completely understand. There's nothing wrong with that.
I want every show to sound a certain way and have this certain sheen to it and a certain professionalism. And
yeah.
I just like that.
Yeah, I totally understand.
So when I hear shows that sound like a truck driver's cruising down a road, talking about driving on the amateur, I'm like, no.
We don't put those on the air.
Yeah, we hide those.
You missed it last week, too. We had Josh and Scott on from Lost in the Static.
I knew they were on because Josh was sending me messages. Even though the show was online, he was sending me messages saying, when's the show going to be online?
He'd sent me a Facebook message and asked me because I told him it was up in the air. You might recall, Todd, that I called you and Matt was trying to figure out what the schedule was going to be here a couple weekends ago. And we decided we were thinking about bumping that show back another week to play it this week and to do a show with you like this last week when I was in Dallas via Skype. We decided, let's not mess with it. Let's have it be in studio so I can see you face to face and we can do it that way. So
worked out better.
Yeah, it worked out better. The problem is I forgot to tell Josh. So that was my bad.
Whoops.
My bad.
Poor Josh.
Poor Josh.
I like that guy.
He's great. He's super. So is Scott. We had a good time with him last week. And Matt was considerably intrigued about everything that we talked about, weren't you?
That was an interesting hour, to say the least.
Yes. We learned things about Scott that we don't ever want to think about again.
No, that's true.
Never.
Gotta love the Scottster.
No kidding. No kidding.
You need to tell everybody out there that we may be running over. And if we do run over, they can pick up the rest of the show
at
in the archives.
In the archives.
At jackaloperadio.com.
Jackaloperadio.com. That is true. And before we do close the show, if we run over a little bit, I think there's one thing I need to do now. But instead of taking another break, just bear with me as I make a little bit of noise here. Okay. Missing? Sorry about that. Okay.
There was some noise.
And in a minute here, I'm gonna have you turn that down here.
Yeah, you got it. You just got a second. No problem. Here. You just do okay, what you gotta do there.
Here like this.
Matt, I'm kind of scared.
This and do this and do this and.
Hello. Hey, everybody. It's Batman Homunculus.
Oh, Lordy.
He's back.
I've missed you.
Well, I thought you were with me. I thought I saw you. I thought I was talking to you while I was in the hospital there.
When are we going to go back to the hospital? You were talking to me. That was me during your second surgery.
Yeah, that was you, the black thing with the green eyes.
Yes, I am black. And you know, once you go there... You never go back. You know, I enjoyed it so much that the other day, you know, when you had your little explosion that happened?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
Oh, you're really cool.
We're dancing around inside of you and having a good time, and I thought, hey, what if you poked it? Oops! And it went flying. It was fun.
It was not fun.
And it smells really bad, too.
You know, you're not a very nice human, whatever your name is.
Homunculus.
Homunculus.
That's me. Yeah. Well, I have to get Magic Matt's homunculus sometime.
Yeah, I'd like to know how his is going to react. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I've been waiting for Matt so long. He's probably out smoking a bong. You've never done that before, have you, Matt?
No, heck no.
No, but I'm pretty sure your homunculus has.
You must have homunculus like psychic connections.
Todd Sheets, happy to be all he can be. When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money. And even less now because you were actually, during your hospital visit, you were paying for two because you're paying for you and paying for me.
Thanks.
Yeah, I used extra tissues.
I asked him to take you out altogether. I guess they didn't listen.
No. When they saw my green eyes, they were kind of mesmerized, I guess you could say. So, okay, I just wanted to stop by and let you know that it was me that poked the hole in you the other day.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, and good night.
Wow, that was lovely.
I have no idea where that came from.
I don't either.
Not a clue.
Damn homunculus.
I'll tell you. Oh, man, I suppose we could probably start thinking about wrapping this baby up. I mean, you get to a point where it's like you can either go into something else and we could do another 45 minutes, or we have to be smart and just end the show, which is pretty much what we did about every week without Todd, Matt, because we were scared.
Yeah, pretty much.
Scared. Frightened. Very scared. So, yeah, seriously, Matt, I was telling you off the air, I really, really need you to start watching Breaking Bad because this show... I have nobody to talk to about it. Nobody.
I would love to. I don't know. I already stay up so late as it is. I honestly don't know when I can do it.
See, I've got a schedule. I mean, you, I understand what you're saying.
You know what though? If work would slow down just a little bit,
yes.
I could probably Netflix it through the computer yes. and just watch it up here during the day.
Yes. See?
Maybe now, that's what I'll do.
See, where there's a will, there's a way. Now you're thinking.
Maybe I could just start watching one at lunch.
See?
We might be onto something here.
See? You can always make it happen. Here's the thing you could do. You could, if you just wanted to do it just for a month, to spend $7.99 for 1 month, watch Breaking Bad, and then cancel. You can do that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. I'm just saying.
I know I could get Stacey to like it if she'd just watch it.
I kind of agree. Yeah, I understand that too. I really think that you could. But I hesitate to push too hard because I don't want to seem like I'm, you know,
I mean, pusher.
That's your job.
Pushy.
You know? Yeah. I don't want to be pushy. You know,
he's already a pusher.
That's right.
Come on now. Hey, now that's something else I've been watching. I started watching it, which I'd never seen before. The Larry Sanders Show. I'd never watched that before either. So now I understand where "Hey, now" came from. I've said "Hey, now" for a long time. That's actually what's that guy's name? Oh, the bald guy, the Jeremy Piven. No, that's Entourage. No, wait a minute. I see I get all my people mixed up.
Too many shows.
Can't remember. I've got a schedule though. Every night I watch an episode of 24 first, which I'm on season 2 now, and then I watch before I go to bed an episode of Breaking Bad, which makes me have really weird drug dreams when I go to bed. But
it's quite a combination.
It is. I see black people with green eyes telling me strange things and telling me how to read signs and talking in strange languages and things like that. But anyway, Magic Matt, are you ready to close the show, my friend?
I'm ready.
You're always ready. Go for it.
It's official. Brad did not give Todd his heart attack.
Yes.
Straight from Todd's mouth. Todd's real life has been gorier than a zombie bloodbath movie.
That's true.
And Batman's homunculus is in fact a real living being.
Yes.
Scary.
It's true.
Magic Matt, thank you very much for joining us. We will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Todd Sheets, welcome back. Great to have you. Can't wait to do it again next week.
Thank you.
And I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you next time. Good night. Won't talk to me now.